Provincial authorities in British Columbia reported a barge laden with at least 1 million gallons of diesel and gasoline detached Sunday from its tug in stormy seas. Canadian Navy Lieutenant Melissa Kai of the Joint Rescue Coordination Center in Victoria said by the next morning, a second tug had regained control of the 430-foot barge.
The line is holding and the tug is underway. So at this point, they've managed to lift her anchor and have her secured, which is great news.
Officials did not report any damage or spill from the vessel, identified as the Zedell Marine 277. It wasn't immediately clear Monday afternoon which Alaska port it was bound for or where it's being towed. Messages with the company weren't immediately returned, and rescue officials wouldn't say.
That's for the company and for Transport Canada to decide based on weather conditions. And obviously the ultimate goal is to bring her into port at the safest possible location.
But the apparent close call is little more than a year after a similar mishap involving a fuel barge servicing Alaska ports.
The Inner Passages has some spots which are very tricky. They've got currents of up to 12 to 14 knots.
Dolores Broughton is editor of the Watershed Sentinel, a Vancouver Island-based environmental magazine.
In the last 3 years, we've had two close calls. One was actually a fuel spill, but it was an empty vessel, so the impact, although it was bad locally, it wasn't as bad as it could be. And this most recent one, it sounds like we've averted disaster, but I don't think they're quite safely in port yet.
The earlier incident was the Nathan E. Stewart, which ran aground 13 months ago while towing a mostly empty fuel barge from Ketchikan. It spilled at least 26,000 gallons of diesel near Bella Bella, a community of about 1,600. Marilyn Slett, chief counselor of the local Heltsik First Nation tribe, says the community's fishing grounds were impacted.
To this day, we still have clam beaches that are closed. And, that has affected, the local economy for clam harvesting. And, we're still carrying out our own environmental testing. And, it's such a concern for us.
Slett says at the very least, her community should be equipped with its own spill response gear.
Because right now, there is no official role for us, but we are, the first responders. We are the first people out there when incidents occur. So, and we live here. It's our backyard.
The Canadian portion of the Inside Passage is a voluntary exclusion area for larger oil tankers. But the route is popular with smaller U.S. and Canadian-flagged fuel barges that are routinely granted an exemption from having a Canadian pilot on board to guide them. There's legislation pending in Ottawa that could toughen shipping restrictions in the area, but under the current draft, fuel barges, such as those that serve Alaska ports, would remain exempt. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.